Chapter 1. Understanding Fibromyalgia and Chronic Pain. How My Fibromyalgia Started. My struggle with fibromyalgia started long before I was officially diagnosed in 1993. I went through a bad phase of extreme sleeplessness that lasted days while in college, circa 1985. Upon seeing my physician during the Christmas break, I was prescribed sleeping drugs. They put me to sleep, but they made me feel horrible, so I threw them away. As time went on, I started experiencing persistent back pain and muscle aches. I thought I had the flu constantly without any usual symptoms. Though my doctor advised I might have fibromyalgia, he appeared dubious about the diagnosis. The pain and stiffness had grown intolerable by 1993, and I was at last diagnosed. The initial doctor dismissed my concerns, offering little more than some literature on the condition. It wasn't until I saw another doctor 5 years later that I received practical advice. He recommended tracking my activities and pacing myself to manage symptoms. For instance, I learned to break up tasks like doing the dishes to avoid overexertion, which was crucial as I juggled work, caring for my children, and later, my terminally ill father-in-law. In 2000, I began working for the school board, a role that was both rewarding and manageable. Despite this, my fibromyalgia symptoms persisted, exacerbated by stress and a back injury from work. To address this, I attended a 4-week pain clinic, which offered a comprehensive approach: physical therapy, aquatic exercises in a warm salt pool, and mental health support to address the cyclical nature of fibromyalgia and its associated depression. Medications like amitriptyline proved ineffective for me, leaving me feeling drugged. Instead, I opted for supplements for conditions like restless leg syndrome. By adhering to pacing, stretching, and managing my symptoms, I enjoyed 5 years of relative stability, even with ongoing back pain. However, everything changed in 2019, and that's where my story takes another turn.